Water Tower. This handsome stone tower, now boarded up, was originally part of the penitentiary farm. Construction, carried out by inmates, was completed in 1895. They also quarried the building stone, which, after processing in the stone cutting sheds at the penitentiary, was shipped to the building site by rail over a small gauge track. 5 stories high, totaling 87 feet, and seemingly even higher because of the elevated site, its visibility has made it a well-known landmark, although its local name, as the Hanging Tower, has no historical basis. Water was pumped from Lake Ontario to the Water Tower and stored in a 75,000-gallon metal tank located in the upper 2 stories. The elevation of the storage area provided pressure so that the water could be piped elsewhere. At one time, the tower provided water for the Kingston Penitentiary, the Prison for Women, and even distant Collins Bay Penitentiary. Beneath this massive iron tank, built by the Montreal Iron Works, are 2 apartments, each 3 stories, in a duplex arrangement on the north and south sides. On the first floor of the apartments, there were a kitchen and living room, 2 bedrooms on the second, and 1 bedroom and a bathroom on the third. The residents must have taken some comfort that the huge water tank, taking up the 4th and 5th levels, rests on horizontal steel I-beams. Penitentiary staff paid reasonable rents for these unique dwellings. Jan Boist, an officer at the Kingston Penitentiary, his wife, and 5 children occupied the north apartment during the 1960s. At that time, Officer Jim Morrison, his wife, and their 6 children lived in the south apartment. Mr. Boist recalls that living in the water tower was not without its problems. When the float in the tank was not functioning properly, it would sound like Niagara Falls inside the apartment, as the overflow pipe took in the excess water from the teeming tank. It was not unusual for apartment tenants to have to phone the Kingston Penitentiary to request the shutting off of the pumps, which were drawing water from Lake Ontario, because the large tank was overfilling. The Boists and the Morrisons were the last families in 1964 to occupy the Water Tower apartments. At that time, the Department of Justice decided that it would cost too much to renovate the apartments, which needed electrical upgrades. Queen's University purchased the Water Tower and the surrounding lands from the penitentiary in 1965, but has not, thus far, found a use for the old tower.